It up. Seems like I'm recording on Zoom and on my phone. Okay. So we are on. Today's daf is Kuf Gimel. We are on. It's working. We are on Kuf Beis with Beis. A few lines from the bottom with the words, Boy Mine Rav Nassim Baroshim Rav Yochanan. So Rav Nassim Baroshim asked Rav Yochanan the following question. Misates. Right? Misates. So the guy is, banging. Right? Misates. Mishum Mai. What malacha is he over, violating? So Achvale Biyodeh, so Rav Yochanan hinted with his hands, Mishumak Bipatish, meaning he took his hands and imitated banging the hammer. So he says Mishum Mak Bipatish. Vahanan Tanan, but didn't we learn in our Mishnah? If you look at the words of our Mishnah, it says Hamisates Vihamak Bipatish, meaning that Misates is something separate from Mak Bipatish. So therefore it seems to be that Misates is not because of Mak Bipatish, they're two separate things. So Amos, so we change the Mishnah, say Hamisates is Hamakibipatish. Misates is Makibipatish, to change the wording of the Mishnah a little bit to make it fit. So Tashma, now we're going to go back to what we said about Shmuel before. So Tashma, right, we said HaKodeyach, somebody who digs a hole, bores a hole into a wall, the Brisa says, it says Kol Shehu Chayiv. If you put a hole in the wall, even just a small amount, you're going to be Chayiv. So what are you Chayiv for? So Bishmol Rav, makes sense to Rav, who said before, what was the case we had before? The case we had before was person made a hole in the chicken coop. Right? Person made a hole in the chicken coop, was Machlok, seeing Rav and Shmuel, as to whether or not that was Bone or Makib Patish. Rav said Bone, Shmuel said Makib Patish. So a person makes a small hole into the wall. So according to Rav, right, according to Rav, it would be Chayiv Mishum Bona. That makes sense, right? Bishtamal Rav Mechse Kamanda Har Chorsel Vinyan. It looks the same exact. It's the same case as the person who makes the hole into the chicken coop. You're making the hole. Let's make sure it's bone. It must be for a purpose. You're doing a reason. You have the hole. But El Shmuel, but Shmuel said that you're putting the hole in the chicken coop is because of Makib Patish. Well, then why? There's no Makib Patish here. You're just putting the hole in the wall. You put the hole in the wall in order to fill it with something. You don't leave the hole in the wall as is. It's not Makib Patish. It's not the final blow. It has to be because of Bona, El Lishmuel, right? El Lishmuel, Lav Gemar Malachu. That's not the Gemar Malacha. So why would you be Chayiv according to Shmuel? It has to be because of Bona. So the Gemara says, no, it could be Makib Patish also. Hach B'mayaskinan, what are we dealing with over here? Divaze B'ramza D'parzula V'shavke B'gavei. Basically, behind the Gemar Malacha, you're putting a peg into the wall, like a nail into the wall, and you're leaving it there, like to hang something on it. So that's why it's Makib Patish. It's complete. You're not doing anything else with it. Usually you're putting a hole in the wall. I guess you're going to fill it in with something. He says, no, I'm boring a hole and leaving the nail. Maybe I want to use it to hang a picture or something like that. So that's going to be the completion of the activity, and it's going to be Makib Patish. Then the Mishnah said, Zeh HaKlal. This is the rule. And in Talmud Bavli, whenever it says Zeh HaKlal, that comes to include something. The Yerushalmi never asks that. Zeh HaKlal in the Yerushalmi means, okay, we're just summarizing what the rule is. And the Bavli Zeh HaKlal comes to always to include something. So what's it coming to include? Zeh HaKlal Asuyei Mai, right? Because the Mishnah said Zeh HaKlal. This is the rule. Kol Ha'osim Melacha U'Melachto Miskayemes B'Shabbos Chayiv. If you do a Melacha and the Melacha is sustainable, then you're Chayiv. So what's Asuyei Mai? He says La'Asuyei Dichak Kifiza B'Kaba. So what's that case? Rashi says B'Golam Gadol Haroi L'Chokbo Kav Chokok Sholosh Lugin. So you had this big item that you were able to hollow out a kav, which is 4 lugin, and no, you only dug out 3 lugin. So basically, you just didn't maximize the full capacity of the raw material. You only used, but you did something. So Zeh HaKlal comes included. Even on that, you're going to be chayiv. So Garash again. Begolam gadol haroi lachokbo kav chalak shalosh lugin. Be'afal pisha asid lahosiv yesha mekayim kain. Even though most likely you're going to add to it, you're going to add something to it, nevertheless, since some people leave it at this amount, they didn't go all the way, it's still going to be chayiv for, I guess, either binyan or makib patish, whatever the case may be, in the Mishnah.
Well, let me just, when it comes to the malacha bona in general, does machshava count? Meaning, let's say you wanted to carve out 4, but you only carved out 3.
Right.
Is it kol shehu, or is it you wanted to carve out 4?
I'm not sure. I think we said in the beginning, it says a bona kama yibane yichayev. He said a bona kol shehu. That's what the Mishnah said. It was a bona kol shehu. So I don't know. I don't know. It could be a difference. In fact, I wanted Migdalat Amos and I went 5 Amos. No, the person he intended here to do three out of the 4.
He wanted to do 3 specifically.
Right.
Let's say you wanted to do 4 and you only did 3.
I don't know. Not good.
Now we're getting the shear. He said for kosher, now we're saying it would be three.
No, he's giving an example. You had more material. You had raw material that you could have fashioned a larger amount.
Right.
I don't know what the havamin is. I don't know why would it be an issue? That's the klal. That's what's coming to include. I don't know. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Hamake bekornus alasadon. That's because somebody bangs like the hammer on the anvil. So he says that's what the Mishnah said. Right? That's the Mishnah said. Hamake bekornus alasadon shas malacha chayev mipneishu kimisake malacha. It's tikkun kli. It's doing something. I'm not exactly sure. It's misake malacha, even though you're banging it only on the anvil. So Gemara says, Micah Ovid, what did you do? What malacha did you do by banging it onto the anvil? So Micah Ovid, Rabba Rav Yosef, the Amr Tavayu, Mipnei Shema'amin Es Yodo. What he's doing is he's basically practicing. And by practicing, he's perfecting his stroke, I guess. Rashi says, Ma'ar Min Yodov, Margilim U'mikavnim L'chaka Haru'uyo L'malacha, Makedolo Makedona. He's keeping his pace, he's keeping his stroke. And so Gemara says, okay, so what? Gemara says, so what? So kashu b'nei rachba, elamayati. If that's the case, we'll just take. So if all you're doing is something to practice, you're doing something to perfect the action that you want to do. So chazu umanusa b'shapsa v'gamar hachanami d'mechayev. If somebody just stands and watches somebody else doing work, I don't know. I'm a carpenter. I go to one of these places and I watch them cut the wood. I'm just watching. I'm not doing anything, but just to practice or to do something that's going to help me in my malacha, that's going to be a violation? Of course not. So it happens to be there's a shaila about that, whether or not you can, like a doctor can watch a surgery on Shabbos to see, to do it. But he says, what does that mean? So I'm banging on that. Did you do a malacha or not? Watching is going to be aser? So Gemara says, Ella, Vayev, Rava, Amri, Tarvayev, they both said, no, what's going on here? Shekane, Marde, Shekane, Miradade, Tase, Mishkan, Osen, Kane. Those who used to bang out the gold plating in the Mishkan would do the same thing. What does that mean? Rashi says, Makin Gimel Alatas, Va'achas Alasadon, Lahachlika Kornus. They would bang three times on the gold and then one time on the anvil to make sure that the hammer that they were using didn't have any nicks. So if the hammer had any nicks, then the gold was thin, I guess, and it would rip or pull on the gold. So they would bang three times on the gold, and then once on this anvil, I guess, right? Makin gimel alatas viachas alasadon lahachlik hakornus to make it smooth. So yibaka tashu dak, so the tas wouldn't get any pulls because it's thin. And Rashi points out, Obali Matmei Mekomedo Reisi Osen Kain. So the coin makers in his town used to do the same thing. So it is a malacha. What you're doing is you're doing something in order to, I guess it's a makir patish, you're making sure that the hammer is smooth. So that's how you're finishing the malacha of the hammer to make sure that it's smooth. That it's smooth. Right, there happens to be that there's a Magen Avraham that says that you can watch experts on Shabbos or Yaakov. And it says a surgeon can't watch. So maybe you're allowed to watch something that doesn't help you so much, but if you're watching something that's going to not midin malacha, you're not following the malacha if a surgeon is watching, or from a surgeon is watching a surgery in case of Shabbos, maybe it's uvdel b'chol, I'm not sure. Shurim tzion halacha brings that. What about going window shopping? You know, want to walk down in the olden days when Central Avenue was open on Shabbos. Want to walk down Central Avenue, look at the windows to see what I want to buy. Can you do that? So brings that down to Shabbos. Who said? You're not allowed to look at a cookbook on Shabbos, right? But let's say, if I just want to like enjoy reading the recipes, right? So the Mishurim Mitzvah Halacha says that you only can't go window shopping if you're really intending to buy it. You're looking for stuff that you actually want to buy. But if you just actually enjoy seeing what's out there with no intention just to buy, you want to see what's in the window because you enjoy that. He says it's okay. But Rabbi Lovsky says you can't look at the cookbook at all. Ah, okay. Okay.
I'm reading for Shabbos.
Can you look at Ami? So he won't allow. So he says like Ami magazine and all these things. Whisk, right? That's the one. Whisk. Good Shiloh.
Every magazine that every house reads on Shabbos has all these recipes in the
Right, right. Maybe he says not. Rabbi Saleski, he can say. He can say. Okay, so this time now, we learn a Bryce, the same Lord, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Afa Maka, Rekornos, Al Sodom, Mishas, Melacha Chayiv. That's a direct quote from a Mishnah, but this Bryce continues, and it gives the examples of Shekain, Mir, Radide, Tasing, HaMishkan, Osen King, because that's what the people who did in the Mishkan, the ones who were banging on the gold, that's exactly what they did. Okay, so Achoresh Kol Shehu, so if you plow any small amount, Menachish, which I think is like weeding, it's pulling out the bad grass from the good grass, V'hamikar same, V'hamizareid. Those are both sort of pruning, but they're pruning done at different times of the year. One is to prune off the dry branches, and one is to prune off some moist branches that are overtaking, I guess. So that's the same thing. If you do that kol shehu, you're chayiv. You're chayiv either because of choreshu or because of zoreya, depending on the malachah you did. Hamilaket eitzim, if someone is gathering eitzim, Rashi points out that there's mechubrim makarka, which means you're pulling off branches or twigs that are connected to the ground. So it depends. Now here Josh talks about makshava. Im lesakein, if the reason why you're pulling off these branches is to fix the tree or the ground, it's a pruning process, then kol shehen. Then you're chayiv if you just pull off a kol shehu. Im lehesek, if you're pulling off the branches because you want to collect the branches to use it as fire, as fuel, then how much are you chayav for? That's kedei levashel beit zakala. That's enough wood that you would need in order to set up a fire to cook that egg, right? To scramble that egg that we've seen a few times. But kedei levashel beit zakala. Then it's hamalaket asavim, right? If you are gathering grass, again, imlet takein, if it's to fix the ground, it's bekolshu. That's just a small amount because that's chorish, right? Chorish we just said is a little bit, right? Im libehema, if you're gathering the grass in order for a animal, to use it for feed, then the shear is kimelo pihagid, the size of a mouth of a gdi. So therefore, and then that would be, I guess that's kotzer. Because then you're taking it off for a different purpose. You're not taking it off to plow, you're taking it off to kotzer, then it'd be a different shear. There Malachim and Josh clearly has a say as to what the shear is. So the Gemara then asks, okay, so you did Harisha, the Mishnah says you do Harisha kol shehu your chayev. Well, what does that accomplish? Harisha kol shehu. The Gemara says, Lamai Chazi, what do you need Harisha kol shehu for? A small little hole? What does that accomplish? Supposed to plow a field, you plow into small little things. So the Gemara says, Chazi le bizra dekara. I think it's a single seed of a gourd. I don't know if that's how we translate it. A pumpkin. A small little pumpkin seed. It's also, and so where did you have that in the Mishkan? De gevase gabi Mishkan shekein royu le kelach echad shel simanim. If they needed to, they would plant one little seedling of the dyes that they would use. They would to prepare the dyes for the Mishkan. They would sometimes do that if they didn't need enough. They need so much, they would plant a small amount. So plowing that minimal amount in preparation to planting that small amount is also going to be chayiv.
And the same annoying question in the desert, they're not exactly planting.
So it's the same question we ask all the time. Same answer. Okay. Either it was a miracle, or either you look at what it would be naturally, what they would do in what they did in the Mishkan. Okay, they got it from somewhere else. Okay, Hamenakesh v'hamikarsim v'mezari kol shu chayev. So these were the cases. Again, they seems to be like these pruning, right? You're pulling out the weeds. You're pulling off the branches, dry branches or moist branches. You are going to be chayev. You do a kol shu chayev. So tanu rabbanan. So you learned in a brisa. Hatolesh Oloshin, I think Oloshin are endives when I looked it up. I don't know how he has it there. Hatolesh, so, what?
Endives.
Okay, so one who pulls off endives, which is something I guess humans can eat, the Hamizare Zerodim. And that's, I think, someone also who cuts reeds, all right, cuts all these reeds. So Imlachila, if he's doing it, his machshavas, he wants to eat them for the human, he wants to eat them. So then what's the shear? So then it's talking about kotzer. So then it's kigrogeris. Then the shear is the size of the date. Im lebehema, if he's doing it not for a person, but he's doing it for the animal, then for the behema, then it's kimlo pi hagdi. Then it's a different size, the size of a mouthful of a gdi. The im lehesek, and if he's doing it, he's cutting these off, like these reeds off in order to use them as firewood, it's kedei levasho beit zakala. It's enough to, you'll be chayiv if you pull off enough to cook this small egg. The im liyapos as a karka, but if you're pulling them off in order to beautify the land, it's something to do, some sort of, you're doing it for the land, then it's like what our Mishnah says, because these are choresh, it will be kol shehen, it will be a kol shehu. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if pulling it off fixes the land, so anytime I do it, even if I'm pulling it off for myself, why is it going to be to get grogeris? I'm still fixing the land. I should be chayav for a kol shil because I'm still doing choresh. Right? Gemara says atu kul lowly yapos is a karka nenu. All the actions. If I have machshava to fix the karka, is it going to fix the karka? But if I'm doing it to pull off for me to eat, it's not going to fix the karka. It also liyapos post the karka. So the shear should always be a kol shil. The Gemara is setting up, right? So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amri Tavayu, he says, Be'agam Shanu. No, the split up, those cases are talking about like in a marshland or a swampland where there's no purpose of fixing the ground. So that makes it into Kimta. But Abaye gives a different answer. He says, Afilu Tzteinu Besada, even if it's in the field, why are you not going to be Chayev for Harisha if you do it for, and you have Machshava for something else? Because, right, Afilu Tzteinu Besada, Delav Agam, Dilo kimikavein, because that wasn't his intent, right? Shabbos has to have the intent. It's meleches machshava l'asar Torah. So yeah, that wasn't his machshava. So since it wasn't his machshava, it's a davar she'ena miskavein. If it's a davar she'ena miskavein, we're going to pass in like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says davar she'ena miskavein. At least his pass like Reb Shimon. Davar she'ena miskavein is putter. So I'm mutter. It's putter. So that's why you're not going to be chayev to bring a korban because you're doing harisha. But you're doing harisha via davar she'ena miskavein, which is going to be putter. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Rav Shimon may say, Davar she'ena miskavein, you're potter, but if it's something that's going to happen automatically, it's psikreisha. And psikreisha, he agrees that it's going to be chayiv. He says, v'ha avai v'rav adamri tavayu, modi Rav Shimon, psikreisha v'lo yomos. Right? And here this is even more than a psikreisha. This seems to be more like a malach shen tzrich l'gufa. But it's going to happen that you're going to fix the ground by pulling it, so we can say, oh, we didn't have a kavana for it. But that's the automatic result. You chop off the chicken's head; it's not going to die. It's a psikreisha v'lo yamos. So it's a psikreisha. So therefore, you see that even Rav Shimon should be chayav. Why should it make a difference what your intent is over here? It's a psikreisha. So Gemara answers lo tzricha de ka'avid ba'are de chavre. The case is where I am pulling this stuff out, not in my field, in somebody else's field, where I don't care. So therefore, this is a riot to the Shita of Aruch, who says that the psikreisha de lo nichle is not a problem. Right, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ari de chavre lo ichpit leliapos." I don't care to make it better or not. It's not. It's a psikresha, but it's a psikresha lichale, which is a major machlokas we've shown in between the Aruch and the Tosos as to whether we paskin psikresha de lo nichale is going to be mutter or not.
Is that neutral?
So that paskin lo ichpit le is lo nichale. It's the same. It's the same thing. I have no care that this is going to happen. Right, Rashi says. Tosos says perish ba'aruch. The psik reisha de lo nichale, right? To kigon de ka'avi ba'ara de chavre, like in somebody else's field, or kigon be'echad she'enu ovo, right? Or in case he brings up a cut such b'haris b'shas mila, she'en lo hanai, he gets no benefit out of it. Mutter of the aruch says mutter lichachila, but feel isa the rabbanon leka. That's the sheet of the aruch. Tosfos here, I mean, the machlokas of aruch and Tosfos is brought down many times. I think the beginning of Ksuvus is the place where it really is fleshed out. Here, the Tosos brings a few rayos for the Aruch and tries to explain those rayos, but that's a machlokas. I don't believe we pasken that way, but like the Aruch, I think more machmir, but the rabbis in the back can ask him. But that seems to be here, it seems to be sort of a raya to the Aruch, so the other Shitos have to answer up this raya. Okay.
So why is pulling off a leaf, walking by a tree, you don't care about that, you're not interested? Why is that? Right?
Why would you be chayiv in that? Are you misasik? What are you doing?
Right, I don't know. Let's say.
So who says you're chayiv for a korban in that case?
What?
Who says you're chayiv for a korban in that case?
Why? It's a zero. Why can't you do like a pull of a leaf? He's not even a shear for cooking.
So it's not. Doesn't mean you're allowed to do it.
Right.
It's just not chayiv a korban.
No, but is that,
maybe it's a derabanan.
You can't go horseback riding because you made pull of a leaf.
Go horseback riding is a derabanan. It's a gzera.
It's a gzera for
gzera. I don't know. We'll get to that in the Gemara. We'll talk about it. Hey. Mishnah now goes on to the malacha of ksiva. Hakosev shtei osios. So someone writes two letters. That's the shir, writing two letters according to Tanakama. Bein b'yamino, bein b'smolo. Right-handed or left-handed, if he wrote with his right hand or his left hand. Bein mishem echad, whether he wrote two of the same letters, right? Like two times wrote the letter aleph. Bein mishtei shemos, or two different letters, or aleph beis. Bein mishnei samnios, two different types of ink. And b'chol lashon, and in any language, chayiv. You can be chayiv for the kosev. And it happens to me in Machlokas about the languages. I think it's the Ramah. I think it's Shimon Shinvav talks about that that it only applies to rice. So if you write Ksav Ashuris, which is our Hebrew block letters, and Ksav Yevanis, there's a note of Yehuda who says that's completely false. It's not true. He's writing anything like what the Mishnah says, any language. Okay, so don't try this at home. But writing in English, still got a problem. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, lo chayav u'shtei osios. You don't even need to write letters in order to be chayav for kosev. Ela mishum roshem. You can even just two markings. Two markings are enough, if they mean something, I guess. Shekach kosrim akar shei mishkan, leid de ezem en zugo. Because that's how they wrote on the beams of the mishkan. They would mark off to know which ones went next to the other. So you had the A and the B, but they just did markings. I don't know. He says that they didn't. He says that they wrote these markings. He says Mishum Roshim. Rashi says, Simin Hait Shayu Osim Bekarshaya Mishkan. They would have make a simin in the beams of the Mishkan. Mipnei Shem Mifarkin Oso. They would separate them. Ulichu Shekayimu Lo Yachfu Seidar Krushin. They didn't want to mess up the order of the Krushin. The order mattered, I guess. The Asar of Yosin the Mamer, Dafil Lo Kasav. Even if you didn't write a letter, Elo Roshim Shtei Rishimos. Two little markings. Ba'alma Lo Simin Chai. If you wrote these two markings, like if you just do the marking that doesn't have any, there's no point to it, then that's not. But if you have these markings that mean something, then your etchings that mean something, then that would be chayiv. Amar Rav Yehuda, our Rav Yehuda says, Matzino, we find that a person could be chayiv, shame katan mi shame gadol. Again, the case is over here, is that, Rashi says, Mashino shame katan, ha'asul ashminin Rav Yehuda, da'afa gav shlo nigmar milachto. But you had kavana to write the word Shimon. We'll get to the mems later. If you had kavana to write the word Shimon, Shneskavin Lichsov Teva Gedola, because of Mixas, and you only wrote the first two letters, wrote Shame, but also Mixas, he Teva, and those first two letters that you wrote actually make their own word. You wanted to write Iman, you wrote Aim. That's an easier example, right? If you say, also Mixas, who Teva, Miskayemis Makam Acher, that little bit that you wrote is actually a word that makes sense elsewhere. It's Miskayemis Makam Acher, you're going to be Chayev. So the Mishnah said, Amr Bihuda, Matsinu Shem Kata Mishem Godot. Write a small word out of a big word. Right? Kamo Shem Mishimon, Shem Mishimon, Umishmuel. Shem from Shimon or Shmuel. Again, we'll deal with the Mem Sophis. Noach Minochor, Dan Mi Daniel, God Mi God. So you only wrote the first two. You're still going to be chayev because that if it's something that's miskayemis b'mokom acher, it's still going to be considered ksiva. You had intent to write a word, and you wrote a word.
Rabbi Yehuda argues on the two letters. Meaning, we said at the beginning of the Mishnah that you need two. That any two. Letters.
So we'll get. There's going to be another brisa now. We'll get to the whole. We'll see what's going on. It seems to be that what's the difference between shtei osios? The Tanakh says shtei osios. Right, the Tana Kama says even any two shtei osios, aleph.
So
Shmuel saying no. Shmuel says that it has to be if your intent is to write a longer word, and then you only wrote two letters.
So
if those two letters, if those two letters are meaningless according to Shmuel, if you had the intent for a bigger word, that doesn't count. But if those two letters have meaning, then he would agree that the two letters are going to be l'chayev. Okay, so Gemara says bishlama yamin l'chayev. I understand why l'chayev for the writing on the right. If you write with the right hand, why? Because mishum derech ksiva bikach, because that's the way you write. That's a normal way of writing. Ella asmol, but if you write with your left hand, why are you chayiv? Hi ain't derech ksiva bikach. That's not the way you write your hand. That's I guess kila achayav. Like lemaisa for doctors in the hospitals, you have to come up with kula sometimes of how they can write in the hospitals. So again, if it's pikuach nefesh, usually you can do things, but you try to limit what the malachim are doing, so you try to find to writing in Kla'acharyad. I know in Israel they have this disappearing ink, which I'm pretty sure is illegal in the rest of the world because of checks, but you have this disappearing ink that doesn't last so long. People say you can ask the goy to write the things that you can do in order to make it derabbanan so you can write. So he says, El asmola mai had ein derech ksiva ksav. So Amar Rav Yirmiya, atir yad shanu. No, we're right talking about when it says that you chayiv for your right hand and your left hand, it's talking about a lefty. So Gemara says, wait a second. So if a lefty writes with his left hand, I get it. But if a lefty's writing with his right hand, why would it be chayiv? It's the same kasha, just flipped it around. It's also not the derech ksiva for a lefty to write with his right hand. Right? Gemara says, v'tavi smoldi dei ki yamin dekul alma. His left hand is like the right hand of everybody else. V'asmoldi chayiv v'yamin lo yachayiv. So I don't understand the whole question that's going on here. Just say that the Mishnah, when it says right hand, it's talking about a righty. When it says left hand, it's talking about a lefty. Why is it a shayla? But okay. Why doesn't they give that answer? They could come up with other answers. It's like, right, the Gemara says,
because right of the world does it that way.
Right?
So that's the normal.
That's the normal. Right. So Ella Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Bisholit b'shtei yadav. We're talking a person who's ambidextrous. A person's ambidextrous. So again, a person's ambidextrous. So his right hand is like his right hand. His left hand is like his right hand. Or his right. They're the same thing. So he'd be chayav for writing both. Rav Yaakov Brei de Bas Yaakov Amar. Rav Yaakov brings the Bas Yaakov. Rav Yaakov, the son, his grandfather from his mother's side is Yaakov. It's named after his mother's side. Right, Bereid Bas Yaakov, Amar Hamani, who is the Tana of this of our Mishnah, who says he chayv from writing your right hand and your left hand? It's Rav Yossi. The Amar Lochavish Deosios El Mishim Roshem. You don't even need two letters. You just need these markings. So you don't need the same dexterity to make markings as you do to write letters. So he's going to say you write the markings on the right with the right hand. You do the markings on the left hand. It's the derek siva b'kach on both, and therefore it's going to be chayev. So Gemara says, wait a second. Vahami the seifa Rav Yossi reishalav Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi is introduced at the seifa. So now he's saying, why do you have to introduce Rav Yossi later on if the whole Mishnah is going to be Rav Yossi? And the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Kula Rav Yossi, the whole Mishnah is going to be the Shita of Rav Yossi. But according to this, then it's only Rav Yossi who holds that if you write with your left hand, and only if you write with your, I guess if you hold like Rav Yossi, that these etchings are going to be considered, are these etchings are going to be considered Ksiva. So then if you're writing, do it with your left hand, or lefty, do it with your right hand, you're still going to be Chayev. Because again, you're not forming letters, you're just forming these markings. It doesn't use the same dexterity, and Derek Ksiva, I guess, because as well.
Two markings.
Yes, correct. Always two. Right. Well, we'll get to it. What if you do one marking across two boards? Again, okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Matsinu, we find. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who held that if my intent was to write a longer word, and he ended up writing a shorter word of just two letters, but those two letters make sense as a word elsewhere, I'm going to be Chayiv. Right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Ella, Gemara seems to say, Ella Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Osios, Behein Shnei Shemos, Huda Mechayev. If I wrote two, this is what you pointing out, Josh, before, if I wrote these two letters, these two osios, and they're two different osios, that's from Mechayev. But shtei osios v'hein shnei shem echad, but if I write two letters that they're the same, let's say I was writing the word sasech, right? And then I ended up writing shin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what we just said now, lo Mechayev, he wouldn't be Chayev, which is against the Tanakhama. So the assumption, not the assumption, the diuk from Yehuda is if I'm writing a longer letter, the only longer word, the only time I'm going to be chayiv if I only wrote two letters, if those two letters are a word elsewhere. But if those two letters are not, like if they're two of the same, or they don't make a word, then I won't be chayiv. The Gemara says that can't be, because now the Gemara is going to bring a long brisa, and within this brisa is going to be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the complete opposite of what we just said in the Mishnah. So start the brisa. Vatanya, we have the following brisa. The brisa says, it talks about, this is talking about the person who does a chet, b'shogeg. It says, va'asa achas. Person does achas, mikol mitzvah, shem alakav, shem alakav, shem alakav. So Gemara's brisa says, yachol, at sheyichtov kol hashem. You would think that a person would only be chayiv if he writes the entire word that he had kavana to write. Va'at sheyaro kol habeged, or if he weaved the entire sweater that he was knitting. Va'at sheyaseh kol hanafa, he does the entire malacha. Tamalomar, its pasuk says, va'asa me'achas, from one. Me'achas is mashma that even if he only did part of that malacha, he would be chayiv. So Gemara says, im me'achas, if it says me'achas, so yochel afilu l'kasev el osechas, lo argel l'chut echad, lo aso el bayis echa benafa. Maybe if he only did one. Maybe if he only wrote one letter. Maybe if he only did one stitch. Maybe if he only did one of the batenirim. He only threw the loom on one end. He'd be chayev. So which way is it? Is it the whole thing or is it just one little stitch? Therefore, Talmud Lomer, it says, asa achas haketzad. How does this work? Eino chayev ad sheyichtov shem katan mishem gadol. You're not going to be chayev unless you wrote shem katan mishem gadol. Meaning the case that we had the Rabbi Yehuda, which was that you intended to write Shimon and you wrote shem. Right? For example, shem Shimon, Ushmuel, Noach Minocher, Dami Daniel, Gami Gadiel. So here, you did something which would have been malacha afterwards. Because if I have intent to write God and I wrote God, I'm chayev. So he's saying also, if I intend to write Yeduel and I wrote God, I'm also going to be Chayev. That seems to be what we had in the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda says no. The Brisa says, the second day of Rabbi Yehuda, afilu lo kasev el shtei osios v'heim shem echad. Even if you wrote two letters and they're the exact same letter, I wrote Aleph Aleph, Beis Beis, Gimel Gimel, I'm going to be Chayev. Kigon Sheish, Tate, Chach, all these letters, I'm still going to be Chayev. Which, in our Mishnah, this is the Kasha. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that you only chai, if I had intent to write a long letter, long word, and I wrote a short word, I'm only chai if that short word is a word elsewhere. Here he's saying, if I have intent to write a long word, and I ended up writing two letters of a short word, doesn't matter. The two letters are the same. They don't have to be two different letters. They could be two of the same letters. It's just a third sheet, and now in the Breisa. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, V'chim mishum kosev u'chayev. It's your chayev for actually writing letters. Halo in l'chayev el mishum roshem. You're chayev because of, even if you do these markings, the markings enough to make you chayev. Shekein roshem akar shei mishkan, because that's how they would write in the mishkan. They would do that. Leido ezu hu ben zugel, to know which one pairs up with the other one. Lefikach, therefore, he says, Sarat srita achas al shnei nisarin. If you did one etching, I guess, on two boards, I guess they were next to each other, and you etched once, you only used your hand once, you moved it once, but it went onto two boards, sarat srita achas al shnei nisarin, o shtei saritos on nesar echad chayev. Or if you do two etchings on one board, you would be chayev. Okay, that's Rabbi Yossi. Fourth shita is Rabbi Shimon Omer. The pasuk says by the nasi who sins bishkaga, it says asher nasi yechtov v'asa achas yachal atche yechtov es kol hashem. You would think that you're chayev until you write the entire word that you had kavanah to, or atche yorah kol abeged, or atche yase kol anafa talmid lomar me'achas from one of them. So again, if it's me'achas. Maybe it would only be if you only wrote one letter. Therefore, it says achas. You have me achas and achas. How do you do that? Right? You have this same thing. He says you're not going to be chayiv unless you write a word. Right? If you intended to write a full word, you're not going to be chayiv unless the word that you wrote, you know, the two letters that you wrote, this could be a word elsewhere. So it seems to be that he's. Why is that any different than the Tanakama? Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said, okay, Gemara's going back now. Okay, Rabbi Yossi who said that you have these etchings and these markings, Yechayev, what does he do with Achas, Me'achas? So Rabbi Yossi, we're still in the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, it says Ach va'asa Achas va'asa Hena. Right? Pa'amim Shechayev Achas al-Kulon, or Pa'amim Shechayev Achas, Chashechayev al-Kol Achas va'achas. Sometimes you're Chayev for each and every action, and sometimes you only chayev once for multiple actions. We'll get to that. We've seen this Brisa a few times. We'll get to that at the end. But the Brisa says, and Ketani Mia, the Brisa said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu lo kasev el shtei osios v'hein shem echad. Even if you wrote, right, we said in the Mishnah that if you're writing a full word, and then you ended up writing two letters, Rabbi Yehuda's only going to chayev you if those two letters are two different letters. But here in the Brisa, it's clear that even if they're the same letter, right? He says, Katani Mia, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Filo Kasev El Shtei Osios V'Hem Shem Echad Chayev. Where it says, Lokasha, you're right, it's a contradiction, but it's not a problem, because Hadidei Hadirabe. In one case, he's quoting his own Shita, in one case, he's quoting the Shita of his Rebbe. Right? By the Tanya, because we have the following Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bessei, right? So he says the name of Rabbi Gamliel, his Rebbe Gamliel, Afilo Lokasev El Shtei Osios V'Hem Shem Echad Chayev, Higon Sheish Tat Rar Gag Chach. So clearly, the second Brisa that we're talking about in Rabbi Yehuda is quoting his Rebbe Gamliel, but he himself holds that you would only be chayev if you write that long letter and you wrote two letters afterwards. You wrote the long word and you wrote two letters. You'd only be chayev if those two letters were two different letters in the name of his Rebbe, even if those two letters are the same letter. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Tanakama." Rabbi Shimon is the same thing as the Tanakama. Now I'm not sure if Tanakama here means the first Shita or Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Shimon basically said, as long as you are writing, you have intent to write a long word, as long as that your short word, the two letters that you wrote, create a word elsewhere. Well, that could be, create a word elsewhere, that can be two letters. Shesh is a word elsewhere. You want to write sason, and you wrote shesh. So I think when the Tanakami here, and I think that's what Rashi says also, Tanakami here means Rabbi Yehuda. Right, says Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, good. So Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa, not Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Is that what he says? I think that's how.
It was not the very first time.
In the Brisa, okay. So it's the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the Brisa says, if you're writing a long word and you only wrote two letters, even if those two letters are the same, you're chayiv. If it comes from Shimon, it says the exact same thing. Because as long as it's mekayemes b'makom acher, you're going to be chayiv. So he says, Rabbi Shimon, haynu tanakama. Rabbi Shimon is the same thing as the tanakama. I guess it's tanakama to Rabbi Shimon, right? It's not tanakama the Brisa, but it's a previous tana in relationship to Rabbi Shimon. She says, haynu tanakama. Everything would work according to what you would need in order to be punished. You have to, all those situations would have to be in place to be chayiv. I mean, if you had a straw, it would come to mazi. However, it is, I don't know. Okay, v'chi tema. So the Gemara says, okay, so what would be the difference between the two of them? V'chi tema, Elef de Azrecha Ikibinayu. What if they had the word Azrecha and you wrote Aleph Aleph? See, Aleph Aleph isn't really a word. Some apparently in Israel is a word now, someone said. It means something. But Aleph Aleph de Azrecha Ikibinayu. The Tanakama Savar Tanakama will say Elef Elef de Azrecha lo Mechayev. You're not going to be Mechayev for it. But Rabbi Shimon Savar Kevin de Ise Bigalture. About Alma, Galturi, I think amulets, I'm not sure. Since it's written in some sort of amulets, then it would be a word, Bechayev. So then you would be Chayev. So maybe that's a distinction. Smart seems to be making up a distinction. This word, Aleph, Aleph, is that considered a word? So according to Shimon, it is a word because it's an amulet. According to Hanukkah, it's not a word because it's an amulet. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, then what ends up happening is Lameimra de Rav Shimon Lechumra. It turns out that Rav Shimon is going to be more Machmir, and we have this assumption based on other rulings that Rav Shimon is typically Mekel, not Machmir when it comes to these Machlogas. I don't know why that always works. Maybe he's only Mekel there and not Mekel here, but the Gemara is making the assumption that since he's Mekel elsewhere, he's going to be Mekel here as well. So the Gemara says, Lameimra de Rav Shimon Lechumra, Vatanya, we have the following Brisa. Hakodeach kolshehu, right? Someone drills the hole, even a small amount, yuchayev. And also hamigarer. Migarer, I think here means is that you're smoothing or you're planing out these boards, right? You're machlik korosh shel eitz, right? Kolshehu yuchayev. The hamaabed, you're tanning leathers, kolshehu, even a small amount, you're going to be chayev. The hatsar bikli tsura, and if you're drawing a picture, I guess, on the kli, Kolshu, you're going to be chayev. Rav Shimon Omer, no. Rav Shimon says, no. Achi kadechas kulo, you have to make the hole all the way through. Right? Achi yigror is kulo, you have to plane the whole thing. Achi yabed is kulo, you have to tan the whole hide. Achi yatzar kulo, until you complete the picture, you're chayev. So you see from here that Rav Shimon is obviously mekel. So if Rav Shimon's mekel, he should be machmer in the case of ksiva also. So why would he say that two letters, aleph aleph, you can be chayev? He should be the one saying that aleph aleph is pater. I don't know, just flip the sheet to turn out. All right, so El Rav Shimon Ha Asal Ashmiine. So Rav Shimon has come to teach us in the Brisa that Ad Sheyichtov Es Hashem Kulo. You're not going to be chayiv until you write the entire word. Or says, wait a second. How can you say that? The whole drasha is Achas Meyachas. Meyachas means it's part of the word, not the whole word. So we mean Matzis Amrishachi. V'Hatanya Rav Shimon Omer V'Asa Achas. You did one. Yochel Ad Sheyichtov Es Hashem Kulo Tamalo Meyachas. So Gemara says, no, Teiritz of Amihachi, this I should say, Rav Shimon says, Ad sheyichtov es ha-pasuk tamalom re'achas. You might have thought that if you had intent to write an entire pasuk, you wouldn't be chayav till you wrote the entire pasuk. Kamashman me'achas means that even for one word from the pasuk, you'd be chayav. I don't know who would have to have mina, but that's what the Brisa says. Okay?
Since the Mishnah says that they could be from any lashon, if it wasn't a word in Hebrew, but it was a word in another language,
but you're not using that other language's letters.
Well, it might be.
But then you're writing in that language.
For now, I mean, if for example, you were writing in Yiddish, which uses the same scripture.
Okay, so what was your intent, I guess? What were you writing?
So intent does.
I would assume intent has to have some sort of involvement. It's Meleches Machshavas. You have to. The Shabbos is different. I don't know. Okay, Rav Yossi Omer v'asa. Let's just try to get at least to do that. Rav Yossi Omer v'asa achas v'asa hena. So that's the drasha. Pa'amim shechayev achas al kulon, or pa'amim shechayev al kol achas v'achas. Sometimes you chayev one for everything you did. Sometimes you chayev akatas on each thing that you did. So what's the drasha, Rav Yossi? We've seen this a few times. Rav Yossi b'chanina. My time at Rav Yossi, because the pasuk says v'asa meyachas mehena. So achas meyachas. It should say achas, but it says meachas. And then it says hena mehena. It should say hena, but it says mehena. What's the extra mem? And why say achas and hena? It could just say once. The Gemara says, it's achas she hena, and hena she achas. What's the drasha? Achas means Shimon. If I write the word Shimon, meachas is shame me Shimon. If I write the word shin mem from Shimon. Hena, if I write the word hena avos, mehena tolados. Hena is the avos, mehena is the darshos, is the tolados. And it says achas shehena. Why does it say achas shehena? Zid on Shabbos, gugs malacha. If I was mazed on Shabbos, but I didn't know about the malachas, then it's going to be, I'm going to say of once. But hena she Shabbos is shagag b'Shabbos, v'zadon b'malachos. If you forgot to take with Shabbos, but you knew about the malachos, you were shogging on the malachos, then it's the other way around. If the Zodon Shabbos, Yishkagos Malachos, if you knew today was Shabbos, you're just shogging on Isha Bev Malach, you violated, then I'm going to be Chayav multiple Korbanos. But if I forgot that today was Shigo Shabbos, the Zodon Malachos, I'm only going to be Chayav one. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, let's go a little further. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Matzim L'Shem Katol M'Shem Godol. The case was, the person wrote shame from Shimon. So Gemara asked the question we've been asking for a lot of Dapim now, was Midami. How is that the same thing? Well, Midami, Mem Shem Sosum, Umem de Shimon Pasuach. One's a shame. If I write shame, it's a mem sophis. And if I write shimon, it's a regular mem. So Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, Zosomeris, I'll finish here, Zosomeris, Sosum Vaso Pasua Kasher. Rav Chisda says, oh, you see from here, a big kiddush when it comes to writing letters. That if you're supposed to write a closed letter, you're supposed to write a mem sophis, and you wrote regular mem, Asu Pasuach, it's going to be kasher. It's going to be kasher in the writing. The Gemara asks, Meisvei, let's go quickly. Meisvei, well, that's a kasha. Uksaftam. The pasuk says uksaftam. We learn that from ksaftam that it has to be ksiva tama. It has to be full ksiva, halacha ksiva. For example, shalo yichtav aleph ayin. Your aleph should be like an ayin, and an ayin like a alfin. Beitin ka kafin. The base like could be similar to the kaf. The kafin beitin. Gimel tzadin. Tzadin gimin. Dlasin ration. Ration dalton. The ration not similar to dalton. Hein chitin. The hey not like the ches. Ches not the hey. Vavin yudin, don't make the vav like a yud. Yudin vavin, make sure they're the right length. Zionim nunim, the zion should be like the nun. Nunim, the nunim, zionin, titin, kfifin, pipin, titin, all these things. And it says again, kfufin, one's letters that should be bent, which means the other sophis, like a kaf sophis, a fei sophis, a tzadi sophis. When anything that they're bent, they should be made pshutim, they should be made open. And the pshutim, and the other way, you shouldn't mix them up. And memim, when it comes to the mem, memim, Samchin, Memin, Stumim, Psuchim, Stumim. You shouldn't mix up the mems, and you shouldn't mix up a open parsha and a closed parsha. You see from here, clearly, that the mems are not the same. So what's going on? So we'll pick up there tomorrow, figure out what's going on.